Created in 2011 by Terry Roerger, John Menegon, and Dan Leader, Jazz Stock celebrates jazz in the Hudson Valley, presenting world-renowned and up-and-coming musicians, local, national, and international, to entertain, enrich, educate, and enliven audiences and musicians of all ages. This Friday, January 11th, better known as tomorrow, Jazz Stock presents the John Menegon Quartet in a concert celebrating 100 years of George Shearing. Sir George Albert Shearing was a British jazz pianist who, for many years, led a popular jazz group that recorded for Discovery Records, MGM Records, and Capitol. The composer of over 300 titles, including the jazz standards Lullaby of Birdland and Conception, and had multiple albums on the Billboard charts in the 50s, 60s, 80s, 90s. He passed away in 2011 and would have been 100 years old this coming August. The Jazz Stock concert will take place at the Senate Garage in Kingston, New York. Terry Roerger and John Menegon join us this morning. Hello, how are the two of you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Fabulous.
It's always a pleasure to see both of you.
Same here.
So, how did this come about? As far as obviously the anniversary helps, but putting together a program to honor Sir Shearing.
Well, for me, Shearing was somebody who came into my life back in the '70s when I first picked up an LP called Shearing in Hi-Fi. And it had some incredible music on it, notably, of course, George Shearing playing this incredible locked-hand piano style, which he more or less kind of invented himself along with maybe a few others. But he was really prominent in creating this amazing sound with guitar and vibes and bass and drums. And I thought the compositions themselves were really unique, his arrangements. He was a flawless pianist, and the next part of the story comes when I first met my wife, Terry, back in 89, 90, mm-hmm. And I was driving her to a gig. I put on a record, actually it was a tape, from the cassettes.
The Swingin's and Mutual.
Yeah, with Nancy Wilson, and she was singing All Night Long, and that was another incredible recording that George did with Nancy Wilson, and kind of sparked our relationship. And this is something we've been wanting to do ever since then. So this, I've thought about putting this kind of concept together several years ago, but now it seems even more appropriate, seeing that we're coming up on a centennial.
Terry, what would you like to add to that?
Well, with the recent passing of the great Nancy Wilson, I'm, honored to be singing some of the songs that she sang off of this album, The Swingin's Mutual. And I remember when, one of the things that brought John and I together was our love of the same type of music. So, yeah, it's a very exciting project.
So let us talk about, just for a minute, about Terry, about the music of Shearing and ultimately putting this together and how you present, give us an idea of a life of a great artist in an evening. In putting the program together, what was
putting that? Putting the program together, well, it's really John's concept and it's his quartet. I'm just more or less singing a couple of tunes to add to the mix. But
what do you like about singing those songs?
Oh, well, I've been listening to them for so long, and I've actually never sung them in my repertoire. So, and in learning them, I find they're a bit challenging, and especially, hearing Nancy Wilson and trying to sort of live up to her renditions. It's been a very exciting journey for me. And also just, celebrating 100 years of this great man who influenced so many piano players and so many vocalists with his collaboration with Nancy Wilson.
How do you feel that he influenced you, John?
Well, again, it was his sound. It was the concept of the guitar, vibraphones, and the piano, which really, is unique. He had made a suggestion to a vibraphone player that have a rotational thing that happens you plug them in, actually, and they create this little wah-wah sound. And he decided, why don't you unplug that? And let's just go with the dry sound of the vibes. That really helped create this sound in itself. Also, you know, there was a good friend of mine up in Montreal, great piano player by the name of Tim Jackson, who was also very influential in being able to play this style of piano, this locked hand. It's quite demanding, that alone was enough to really draw me into the music. He could play very intricate things. He was a great classical player, and you know, like it says, he composed over 300 compositions, which is quite a feat in itself.
And Lullaby of Birdland in just 10 minutes. I read he composed that in 10 minutes.
Yes. I mean, that's incredible.
That's an incredible 10 minutes. And just to add something, I think just bringing some of this music back to life is really important, keeping these arrangements in the airwaves and introducing his great concept and playing to people who are not familiar with it and reminding people who are, you know, just how great he was.
Also, I'd like to just add that his sidemen were incredible. John Levy, his first bassist, who also wrote an amazing composition called Basso Profondo, and that's back in the 50s, 1955. And then the next great bass player who was with him for many, many years was the great Al McKibben, who is just the wizard on the instrument. And that also drew me into the music.
And being a piano player myself, although I'm not playing on this particular gig, I've had George Shearing piano books for many years that I've been studying too, which has been quite an adventure.
So then you have some other very cool events coming up in New York as well. So tell us about those.
Well, on Saturday night, we're presenting the same program at a wonderful jazz club called Kitano, which is on East 38th between Park and Madison. Mm-hmm. Beautiful jazz club. Beautiful Steinway piano with the same group. Our website is Kitano, KITANO.com. And later in the month, I'll be celebrating my birthday at Nesro Jazz Club, which is another fabulous, fabulous club in Greenwich Village, Mezro.com.
M-E-Z-Z-R-O-W, Mezro.
I'd also like to add that the musicians in the quartet, great John DiMartino on piano, who's a consummate piano player in New York, works with everybody, records with everybody. He's really very busy. And Steve Nelson, great vibes player. And Yaron Israel, who runs the drummer percussion department at Berklee College in Boston. And these are kind of an alumni of the David Fathead Newman Ensemble that goes back into the 2000s. Early 2000s. So it's another chance for us to kind of get back together again and just play some great music together.
Yeah, John worked with David Newman for 10 years, the last 10 years of his life. So this is exciting to see all these guys together in one place again.
So as I mentioned in the introduction, Jazz Stock created in 2018. So what has that been like, and what do you look forward to in the future with this name and brand?
Well, it's been a great experience. We're constantly growing our audiences, and you know, we're presenting at a beautiful space, the Senate Garage, 4 North Front Street in Kingston. And upcoming, we have the return of La Voz de Tres. It's a beautiful trio playing sort of Latin, Chilean, Brazilian music on February 16th. And on March 16th, the Levin brothers, Pete and Tony Levin, David Spinoza and Jeff Siegel. And we're planning concerts once a month. And we're just, you know, we were just in New York City, went to a jazz conference at Jazz at Lincoln Center, called Jazz Congress, and we, you know, we heard
what
happens
in a jazz conference.
Well, this Jazz Congress was incredible. You know, it's basically a big hang with great musicians from all over the world.
Okay,
meeting industry people, agents, presenters, managers, club owners, There was a great tribute to Roy Hargrove. It was truly wonderful, and we heard a lot of great music, met a lot of great people who are very interested in coming up to Jazz Stock because it's close enough to the city. And, in fact, we were just there last night. I sang at a club with the John DeMartino, who's playing tomorrow night at Senate Garage.
Is that the best part of your day when you're on the stage?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, I understand. I understand. I mean, life is great.
Yeah.
But that time when it's you and you're on the stage, that's pretty great.
It's pretty magical for me. Yeah.
And I would assume for you as well.
Totally. Yeah. I was actually just up in Saratoga playing with the great Chuck Lamb, piano player, and had multi-instrumentalist Scott Robinson. And we put together a repertoire of some of his originals, and we just had so much fun. And you know, we get to share our fun with the audience, and it's
very rewarding.
Yes,
I was thinking of something you said a moment ago, Terry, about your repertoire. But it must be fun to try new things and to add things, subtract things, and. The great science of that, I guess.
Totally, it's challenging and it's really good. It's good for it's very soul nourishing to take on new challenges and then perform the songs, and you know I love it. I love to constantly keep exploring new material and you know checking out new music.
Well, Jazz Stock takes place at the Senate Garage in Kingston, New York. It is on, it's tomorrow night. It's January 11th. And you can find out more. It's at 7:30. You can find out more by going to jazzstock.com, jazzstock.com. And all the links will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Again, Jazz Stock presenting the John Menegon Quartet in a concert celebrating 100 years of George Shearing at the Senate Garage in Kingston, New York, tomorrow at 7:30, jazzstock.com. Terry Roiger, John Menegon, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to see you both.
Thank you, Joe.
Have a beautiful weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.